Welcome to the 16th of January. We have five games to talk about. Actually, not a lot of news overnight. Just finished up a mailbag show with Josh. And we didn't really have any breaking news to cover, which is not necessarily a bad thing. We can focus on the games, but we'll still find stuff to talk about. Let's get into this. It is the Thursday pregame show. Let's go balls deep. I'm the type to get shit done. You're the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. I don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny and tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. And my mama's healthy. Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I'm Adam King. Find me on Twitter and on Blue Sky at AdamKing91. Find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, anywhere, everywhere you consume your fantasy basketball content. Please go and subscribe to our various channels and download the episodes. All of that stuff. We are part of the Old Man Squad at Old Man Squad on Twitter. Five games, and as I said, not a lot of breaking news overnight, which is a nice change, I think, given what's happened in the last little bit. Some questions coming in. Let's do the games first. There's only five. We'll get through them quite quickly. Pacers at Pistons. It should actually be a fun game. The way the Pistons are playing, the Pacers are playing well, should be fast, high scoring potentially. Tyrese Haliburton is questionable. I really hope he doesn't play as much as I want him to play because I have him on my team. This feels like another sort of let's rush him back. It hampers him sort of situation. I could be wrong. Hopefully, from that respect, he doesn't play, but he may play. Aaron Nesmith also questionable to return. He's been out for a long time. I don't know how long it is, but he's sort of just another name to throw into the bucket. I would assume he will move back into the starting lineup eventually. But Benedict Mathurin is playing better than he was last year. Hasn't been amazing by any means. But Turner, Siakam, Haliburton are locked in as starters. Nembhard, I think, is locked in as a starter. Unless they decide to bring him off the bench as the backup and play Mathurin at the two? Or do they move Mathurin back to the bench and start Nesmith? I'm not sure. Anyway, what are we doing here? Nembhard should be rostered. TJ McConnell is a streaming candidate tonight. If Haliburton is out, we should know early. They do play the first game. Obi Toppin, look, not really doing enough. Mathurin is out tonight, so that's a suspension for that said in that last game where he just almost violently clapped at the referee. I don't know what he was thinking. Anyway, he is out for tonight, so I don't think I'd be adding Nesmith. I just don't think he'll play enough. And I don't think I'd be looking at Ben Shepherd. So, look, maybe it is Obi Toppin. Maybe Jarris Walker plays a little bit more as well. So a couple of streaming considerations there, but let's wait and see if Nesmith plays and if Haliburton plays. For the Pistons, they are just healthy at the moment. Jaden Ivey obviously is not healthy, but he won't be there for the rest of the season. So Asar Thompson will likely continue to start. Are his minutes going to push up? I don't know. The way that they're playing, how well they're playing, there's no real incentive for them to try anything new. So, yeah, I think you hold him. He's still giving you the defensive stuff, some rebounds. So he's doing what you need him to do. Beasley, obviously a pretty strong hold. Tim Hardaway Jr. has been playing well. So I think he, especially tonight, five games, he is worth grabbing if you need threes. Again, against this Pacers team, there's always the opportunity to just play a fast game and get up lots of three-pointers. So I don't mind him as well. Phoenix at Washington. No Nick Richards for Phoenix, so he is not with the team or not able to play anyway. He might be in Phoenix or with them, but he won't play tonight. So we will get Mason Plumlee as the starter. We will get Iguodaro as the backup. Look, you can stream both of those guys tonight and then reevaluate. But I think Richards will start. It's sort of sounding that way. What the minutes look like, I'm not sure, but we sort of covered this in depth on the post-game show. But I do think Nick Richards is someone that we can take a flyer on and just see how things pan out in Phoenix. Ryan Dunn is probably tonight a viable streaming option. Tyus Jones, if he was dropped, you could stream him in. I do think he is someone that can be dropped based on what we've seen. But again, against Washington tonight, former team, maybe he has a better game here. For the Wizards, actually a fairly clean injury report in Washington terms. Brogdon still out. We expect to see him on the injury report more often than not. But Jordan Poole is playing, Koulibaly's playing, Kuzma's playing, Saar's playing. So Valanciunas, yeah, look, I guess 18 to 20 minutes is probably enough on a night like tonight, a low volume games. Bub Carrington, minutes are there, gets you some assists. Saar is a pretty firm hold, I think. Kuzma has been very disappointing, I think. We have to hold him as well. There's a lot of guys here that we hold, but we're not very excited about it. But then you just can't move them. So there's not much you can do in that respect. Corey Kispert, he's been a little bit up and down, but if you need some threes, a little bit like Grayson Allen, you could give Kispert a look tonight. Oh, Royce O'Neal for Phoenix. Did we talk about him? I don't mind him as a stream. I know he wasn't super terrific in that last game, but I actually don't mind grabbing Royce tonight. Cleveland at OKC. We know the story with the Cavs. Strus and LeVert are our streaming targets. For the Thunder, though, no Isaiah Hartenstein for a week. So I think we have to look at Jalen Williams, the other Jay Williams. He will presumably start. They have three games in four nights. This is obviously an interesting matchup. They're up against arguably the biggest front court in the NBA with Jarrett Allen and Evan Mobley, 2 7-footers. So I think Jalen Williams, just grab him and see how we go. Now, obviously, when they didn't have Hartenstein or Chet for that period there, after Chet was injured, they ran with J-Dub at center and a little bit of Kenrich Williams. I think he returned just before Hartenstein, maybe. But Jay Will was not available. He was out for a significant portion of the start of the season. So they really didn't have any options. They have an option now. Jalen Williams has been playing well as the backup. He's been getting rebounds. I don't think he's going to come in and play 30 minutes because they do have the option to go small. This is a game that both teams, in theory, will be looking to win. It's going to be tough for OKC with no Chet, no Hartenstein. So they don't have a massive inside presence against, as I said, a Cleveland team with two sizable front court options. So it'll be interesting to see where this one goes. Does small ball win out or does the size of Cleveland win out? So anyway, long story short, go and grab Jalen Williams, I think. Alex Caruso if you need steals. Isaiah Joe if you need threes. And Kayson Wallace, I would have him over Lou Dort at this point, but I do think both can be streamed. Wallace is probably close to a must roster, to be fair. Dort, more of a streamer, he could be streamed tonight. Clippers at Portland. For the Clippers, Kawhi Leonard is out, second night of a back-to-back. Terrence Mann is doubtful. So Chris Dunn, Derek Jones, Amir Coffey, they are the streamers. Kevin Porter, he was out of the rotation in the last game. and we got some Bones Highland. No indication that this is a move that's going to stick. We had this question on Josh's show. So at the moment, I would just treat it as though it was a one-off kind of thing. Kevin Porter tonight could see a little bit more if they manage to blow this Portland team out. And look, with DeAndre Ayton playing sizable minutes at center, that could happen. Zubats could be in for a big night against DeAndre Ayton. For the Blazers, Scoot Henderson will likely start again. Denny Avdia is doubtful or questionable or something. Where is he? Doubtful. So Scoot would likely remain in the starting lineup coming off that 39-point performance. Won't be that good. I think we hold him. Kamara, we're holding. Chris Murray didn't step up and do as much as I would have thought in that last game. So you could take a flyer on him. Rob Williams, if he plays, if you're desperate for center stats, give him a look. He is questionable. If he doesn't play, they don't have Klingon for a week. I think he's reevaluated in a week, so it's at least a week. DeAndre Ayton obviously will play minutes. Duop Reith could step in and play backup center minutes. They could go with Jabari Walker as well as the backup. So a couple of different ways they could go there. Final game of the night, Houston at Sacramento. Let's just presume that Tari Eason is out. He's doubtful. Steven Adams also doubtful, but it's just rest, I think, isn't it? Yeah, it's just rest. So no concerns there. So we're looking at Dylan Brooks. If he was dropped, stream him in. Cam Whitmore did a little bit more in the last game, so I don't mind taking a bit of a flyer on him tonight. For the Kings, Malik Monk is probable, which would likely send Keon Ellis back to the bench and turns him from a almost like the princess. What is it? Where Cinderella turns into Cinderella. Keon Ellis will go from being a must roster 37-minute a night player to a streamable steals specialist who plays 20 minutes. So it is sad, but that is the way things are at the moment in Sacramento. Look, if you want to roll, if you've got Keon Ellis, if you picked him up for that last game, I would just roll him out there tonight and see what happens. Maybe he can push to 24, 25 minutes. And then if it is just an 18-minute roll and he gets you one steal or something, then you're fine to move on for tomorrow. It is sad, as I said, but that is what's happening. All right, let's have a look at the questions. Good morning, shining night. Good evening, old man in a sea. A diverse world we live in. Joseph Kim was offered Lowry for Gobert. Do I take? Look, on the surface, yes, but probably not. No, I'm not really in the Lowry Markkanen market at the moment. We're already seeing the signs of the shutdown in Utah. So, I mean, I know Gobert hasn't been great, but at least he's playing. At least he's starting. He's getting your blocks. He's getting your rebounds most nights. Lowry obviously has higher upside, but it's risky. I would only do it if you're very comfortable in the standings and you can afford to give up some blocks. What are my thoughts on Cam Johnson, Jay Sizzle asks. Is he still a hold in a 9-cat-10-10 team league? I think he is. Yeah, I'm holding him. I'm not in any 10. Oh, am I? I think I am in one 10-team league, but I don't have him. I have Cam Johnson in multiple leagues, and I'm holding him at this point. The Nets are, as you said, they're very shenanigan-y, and it is frustrating, but I'm trying to hold Cam Johnson. Where are we? Thoughts on Cat playing Tibbs minutes with a bone chip? I don't see anything changing. It is an injury that players can play through and have played through. And as I said, I think Sabonis had something similar a year or two ago and didn't really impact him at all. So I think once the swelling goes down, this is really just a sprain that he's dealing with. So it certainly could be a couple of games, but I think once he's back, he'll just be back to usual minutes. Jovic or Trace Jackson Davis, M-Trix, with that question. Yeah, we talked about Jovic on Josh's show as well, actually, being probably the preferred option in Miami. Look, I mean, they're very different. So this is almost one where I can take that cop-out answer of, do you need rebounds and blocks, or do you need points, threes, assists, sort of a bit of everything? I think both are probably going to be must roster rest of season. Obviously, the Jimmy Butler situation will have an impact on Jovic. Who comes back? Does Jimmy come back? So Trace Jackson Davis is probably a little bit safer. But I think you could make a case for both, depending on what you need. Would I drop Yabusele for Jalen Williams? I probably would, I think. I know Yabusele has been playing relatively well and playing minutes, but, Embiid's got to come back at some point, doesn't he? And Jalen Williams has a nice opportunity here for the next three games in four days. So, yeah, I think I'd be okay with that. Got old man and a C answering some questions. Very good. Helping people out. What do I trust more? Alex asks this one. What do I trust more? Mark Williams to stay healthy or Isaiah Hartenstein's production to not drop when Chet returns? Ooh. What do I trust more? I probably trust Mark Williams to stay healthy. I think Hartenstein's production will drop a little bit. He will probably come off the bench most nights. I think there could be situations where they play them together. So probably the Mark Williams one. And that's not to say I think Hartenstein's production will drop to the point where he is a drop. He's not going to be getting 16 rebounds a night, that sort of thing. I think he'll still sort of flirt with a double-double. He'll probably be close to 10 points, maybe 11 rebounds and a steal and a block. So he'll still be very good. And we do have to remember, like, Chet will have been out for 3 months. So it will be a ramp-up. He probably won't play back-to-backs. And it could be after the All-Star break. Now, the Hartenstein injury at the moment doesn't help because we think this is a week, but could end up being 2 weeks, and then does it push to 3 weeks and then All-Star break? Mark Williams, I really hope he can stay healthy and that they play him. And I did talk about the fact that Charlotte, to me, could be a team that makes some sort of a run here if they're healthy, and because they're only a couple of games behind Philly for the 10th spot, I think. So, yeah, let's go with Mark Williams. What do we got here? Do we think, this is Chad with his weird new name. Do I think the Wizards go with JV against a guy like Plumlee? As a starter, you mean? I don't think so. If they were a team looking to win, yes, but they're not. Like, Alex Sarr has to get used to playing against big bodies like this. So I think they probably go with Sarr as the starter, but maybe we get more of a minute split. So maybe we do get 22 minutes of JV as opposed to 18 here. Raheem Granger pumping out the content. I love it. Good to know. Yeah. I mean, it's lucky. It's school holidays, so I am working from home and stuff, so I do have a bit more flexibility. There will be no shows next week. Just heads up, I'm away next week, and I don't think I can convince my wife to let me record when we're away on a holiday. As much as I would probably enjoy doing it, I won't be doing it. So there will be, Sunday? Like 5 days, I think, with no shows. I'll still do Twitter stuff, but Joseph Kim. I'm ranked high in rebounds, assists, steals, blocks, nearly last in threes, points, and free throws. I don't want to punt three categories. Why not? without completely compromising my strength, what cats are easy to recover from? Threes are the easiest. You can stream threes. Free throws, no. Points, no. Free throws, you can stream in guys that are efficient, but they're typically low volume, so they don't really help you in that category all too much. If you're good in rebounds, assists, steals, and blocks, I would assume you're pretty good in field goal percentage as well. Maybe turnovers are all right. Yeah, look, I'm probably not the person to answer this one because I would be certainly okay with punting three categories. I'm okay with punting four categories. So if you are looking to recover from one, though, it's definitely threes. Philly not even making the plane would be hilarious. Not for Philly fans. Well, although maybe it would be for Philly fans. How would I rank these potential stashes? Klingon, Clowney, Jalen Smith in a points league. And why? Ryan Porteous wants to know why. I'd probably go... I think I'd have Jalen Smith last at this point, only because he's relying on a trade to move into a big enough role, where I don't think the other two are. I think Klingon will move into a bigger role because DeAndre Ayton is just shit. Clowney is already in that role. So, I mean, I'd probably have Clowney first just because we're seeing it already, glimpses of it, not consistently. So I'd probably go Clowney, Klingon, Jalen Smith at this point. Alex, I have all three, Mark, Chet, and Hart. I need to get rid of a center. So either offering Isaiah Hartenstein for DeMar or Mark Williams for Quickly. Ooh. Quickly would be risky. I know I'm really high on Quickly, but I'm not sure I'd be trying to trade for him at this point. Just the injuries, Toronto, a little bit of uncertainty there. DeMar DeRozan, I know he hasn't been great, but his role is not changing. He's not going anywhere. Centers are, that's good center rotation. Do you need to get rid of a center because it's a four center league? Is that why? If that's the case, then bloody change that setting. I'd probably look to get DeMar over Quickly just for safety, really. I mean, of all those centers, Zubats would be the one I'd be looking to move, but he has the least amount of risk. So I certainly get why you're not looking to move Zoo. Maybe it's Hartenstein. It's a hard one. Mark Williams for me, I don't know. I'm really fascinated to see with what they do here. Like if they just fully set him free, let him play 30, 32 minutes a night, don't shut him down, he could be top 30 player rest of the season. Hartenstein doesn't have that upside, I don't think. He's probably top 50. So probably the Hartenstein one. Enjoy my time on holiday. Thank you, Shining Knot. I will. We are planning to do very little, so we're looking forward to it. How would I rank these centers in 9-cat rest of season? Nick Richards, DeAndre Ayton, Onyeka Okongwu. Well, I think, look, if Ayton was to play 32 minutes a night, actually try not get shut down, I'd have Ayton first because I still do think he has the best fantasy game of these three. So let's go with Ayton just probably over Okongwu, over Richards. But that could... it could certainly change. At the moment, that's probably where I'd stand. And Shining Knight agrees. If Philly doesn't make the play-in, they might get their... They will get their first back. So, yes, I don't think they're going to be bad enough to get a top three or any... Well, you never know, but probably not. Shoni Knight losing six players to injury over the course of 2 weeks isn't very nice. It is not nice. It has been, yeah, has been rough for some people. Those postponed games as well really flipped a few leagues on their head. Yes, a four centre league. Okay. Okay, so you got Mark Williams, Zubats, and Hartenstein off waivers. Wow. Yeah, look, it's probably Hartenstein there. I think I know Mark Williams has that injury risk, and look, in a month, this looks like the wrong answer, but I think I'd go Hartenstein just with Chet coming back. The Thunder don't need to rush him back either. So that's probably what I'd look at doing, yes. All right, that was a nice quick one. Under 30 minutes today, which I love. Now I will, yes, I will be back with a show. Yes, I am against Chad in the Dynasty League, and I think I'm winning, aren't I? I think it's 6-3. So I'll see. I might take the night off. It feels unlikely though, doesn't it? I will be back with a post-game show. I do have my sister's 40th tonight, but I think that's a little bit later. So yes, post-game show will be here tomorrow. So Friday afternoon, I will have three shows, assuming I can sneak it by the wife. We will have a pre-game show. I will have trade talk with Raphael Johnson and then the live Q&A fundraiser with Dan Bespris. So starting from around 2:30 Eastern tomorrow. That's right. Yeah, 2:15, 2:30, we'll have the pregame show, straight into trade talk, straight into the show with Dan. So it's probably going to end up being about 3 hours straight of me talking. So if you want to put yourself through that, feel free to join me on, it'll be on my channel and then over on Dan's channel for the Q&A. But should be fun. Might as well go out with a bang before I go away. Put out as much content as I can. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Please go and download. Do everything that we ask of you. I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep pregame show. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at FBIBasketball.com.